Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my name. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. Blessed or joyful are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. In our text, Jesus is very specific in identifying the area in which we as God's children would suffer persecution. He says, for righteousness' sake, we are persecuted. He says that because we live for Him, we'll be lied about, made fun of, and even hated. There are many in this world who might claim to be suffering persecution, to be suffering various trials and hardships. And it may be true that these individuals are in fact suffering, and they may even be suffering some form of persecution for one cause or another. But if you examine their hardships, their sufferings, and said persecutions, and you further examine the cause or causes of their state of affairs, it becomes evident that living for Christ, living in a righteous state, has nothing to do with their, quote, persecution. And on the contrary, in many cases, they might find themselves in hardship and suffering as a result of living unrighteous lives. Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning in verse 15, "But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter." The fact is, when one chooses to obey God and to commit their lives to faithful observance of His will, this person will be viewed by the world as someone who is different. And while we as God's faithful may not be persecuted to the extent our early brethren might have been, make no mistake about it. If there will be those who will make light of and attack our moral values. They will attack our Christian beliefs and our conviction, right and wrong. The point is that when we live according to God's will, there will always be those who will attack us in one form or another. Jesus says that the person who lives and is persecuted for righteous living, for practicing righteousness, this person shall receive the kingdom of heaven. And in that kingdom, the righteous shall find their great reward. And in this truth, we can rejoice and be exceedingly glad.